Blog Talk Radio.
House of Harley Talk Radio.
House of Harley Talk Radio, baby. What's going on? This is your boy, Shay Harley. We're coming to you live. We are coming to you live. Look, it's been a long time since we've been on. And we're coming right back. We're coming back to you live. We got Jasmine in the studio. We got Ken doing his Timberland routine on the telephone. Ken, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, brother. How do you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, too, man. Jazz, what's going on? Jazz is live in the studio, y'all.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, so, hey, the running joke is, you know, we're like black folks. You know, when we take lunch breaks, we take that long-ass, like, three-hour lunch break. That's what we did on this show. We took, like, well, we took a break. We took a break.
Break.
It's gone. So,
well,
can you, all right, man? I know you like Superman, been working like 48 hours with no sleep.
Man, I am on hour number 32. I've been at 32 straight hours.
I don't even know why you on the show right now. You need your ass needs to be sleep.
I am mad delirious, but I'm good. Because I'm with my people. Because we took that long break.
Long-ass break. Like, it's like, we didn't go to lunch for 3 hours. We took lunch and didn't come back for like a week.
Or 4 weeks.
We've been gone. But it's all good, though. It's all good. We've been working real hard. We've been working on a lot of things to get situated for y'all. I got our new toys. I got my new equipment. And, you know, Jazz seems to be looking at the new equipment like, oh, my goodness, we got new stuff. What's wrong with it? Why are you looking at it?
No, I'm fascinated.
I'm wondering. we don't have to use those old gaming headphones that we've been using.
Right.
That we so found out that they were not conducive to what we were doing. So I spent nearly $300 on mine. Jazz got her on sale for how much?
$120.
I just wanted to scream. So, hold on, we got Mel in the house. Let's bring Mel on. Mel!
Good evening.
What's going on, damn it?
Man, look at here. Yes, it feels good to be back.
Yeah. We took a break, didn't we, Mel?
Huh?
We took a break, didn't we?
No.
We took a straight up sabbatical. We were just gone.
Yeah, you're right.
We just changed what we were doing for a little bit. There ain't no break.
But I was just telling everybody, I mean, we've been doing different things, and, you know, we got some props. We did some time with the president. What else did we do? We've been doing all kind of stuff. What else have we done?
You've been hosting?
I've been hosting events.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm hosting an event this coming Saturday at the Kids Expo in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Mel's neck of the woods.
Yeah.
But she won't be there, though. You would think she'd be there with her hometown. Well, where are you exactly from, Mel?
St. Stephen, South Carolina.
Oh,
Low country, stand up.
From the country.
Yes, low country, stand up. Grandparents from Charleston, Latin area. Mom is out there in West Ashley. So, yeah, definitely all over the low country.
That is low country,
y'all.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You're going to go down there and represent.
People from St. Stephen's, I'll give them props, though. When they don't, like, most people that are from, like, surrounding areas of Charleston, you know, when they go certain places, like, oh, I'm from Charleston. Well, people from St. Stephens, they'd be like, I'm from St. Stephens. They give props.
That's right.
Yeah, they ain't scared.
And there's no S. It's St. Stephen. There's no S on it.
See, I thought it was an S.
See?
Nah, we stand by ourselves. We stand alone. We're singular. No S.
It's all good. Well, okay. Well, normally you can't have a show without any technical difficulties. I had a little technical difficulties. Normally I play like a little song to get us all back into the mood and everything. But for some reason, Blog Talk Radio updated their software and they just deleted every last one of my songs that I had in my song list. So I'm like starting from scratch. And I'm sitting here, they've been loading for like the past like 20 minutes. But anyway, we're going to go on anyway because, you know, we felt the need that we need to get back to what we do, you know, because we're getting involved with a lot of different projects, whether it be individual products or group projects. We've been working on a lot of stuff. So we figured it's time, you know, even if we just spend an hour with y'all, to just come back and just talk to y'all and talk to you about, give our take about some things that's going on around the world and the United States and everything and in our communities and stuff of that nature. And, you know, just getting back to the basics so we don't lose, you know, our whole focus of what we're trying to do. So if you want to call us, you can call us at 347-884-9373. Yeah. So just call us 347-884-9373. And whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk to me about something? You got some beef with me? Anybody got some beef? Bring it. I don't have but anyway, what else? If you just want to talk to us about some current hot topics, something that you saw, something you read, you know, just bring it up with us. Anything you want to talk about. We're going to talk about some hot topics that's going on now. So definitely give us a call, 347-884-9373. House of Harley Talk Radio is brought to you by LadySusieQFashions.com. You know, it's a little bit too late to get you one of them nice little church suits, ladies, with the hats and with the purse and with the shoes to match and all the other stuff. It's a little too late to get it by now unless you get it like rush order. I'm not sure how it all works. But if you go to LadySusieQFashions.com, check it out anyway. You know, you can still go to church next week, but I know most of y'all go to church on Sunday, Easter Sunday, and that's it. And we don't hear from you for the rest of the year, you know. But and then you can tell, like, you can tell who hadn't been out for, like, Easter or hadn't been to church in a long time and don't regularly go because they always show up in a white suit. You know they haven't been to church in a long time. They show up with a white suit or with black shoes.
Wow.
I'm
sure
what it is.
You sound like disrespectful.
No, I'm just saying. I'm telling you, watch when y'all go to church Sunday. Watch what I'm talking about. The daddy be in a white suit, the son be in a white suit, the daughter be in a white dress, and the mama be in a white dress. You can tell they've been out for a long time. You know.
Now you got me looking. Gonna be looking out for that.
I'm telling you, you're gonna bust out laughing. You're like, what the hell? So, but anyway, you know, go to LadySusieQFashions.com. Check out. It's not only for ladies, but it's for the men too, and for little boys. So update your clothing game, please. It's 2015. I know I always crack on Mel about this, about her wearing jeans to church. Mel, you wearing jeans to church this Sunday?
This Sunday? No, because I'm going with my in-laws. So, you know, I have to act like I got home training this week.
So they going to get on you if you wear jeans to church this Sunday?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
You just don't want to hear it though, right?
Oh my God.
I wouldn't even, oh my goodness. I would be, I could hear right now, where you going at?
Yeah.
But see, my church sees my heart. They see the inside and not the outside. They
all
say,
right.
Come as you are, sister.
God, glory.
Yes. You enter the doors to praise, and then his, well, how'd it go? You enter the gates to praise, and it is, hold on. I ain't been to church last week. I did go to church last week. You enter his courts of praise, and then, how it go? You enter. Man, y'all suck. Y'all ain't been to church either.
Ain't none of us been to church. We all need to go. I ain't going to lie. I ain't been to church since, what is it? It's April, March, February.
Seriously?
Early February, I had been to church.
Shay Ramon Harley. Raymond. Wait a minute. Shay Raymond. Shia. You haven't been to church since February? Are you kidding me?
I know God's getting that lightning ready right now.
Wait a minute. I know you're the jokester. I mean, you always coming out with a joke or two. Are you serious?
I'm not lying.
Oh, we got to get you in church something. Got to get you in church something. Glory. We got to get you there. Get
now, if I read a scripture or two, does it count?
Huh?
If I read a scripture or two, does that count?
No.
No way.
No.
Mel, stop him.
But
Mel, give him an oracle or two to live by.
Please. Oh, no. Don't get her started.
Here we come.
Don't get Mel started. She'll be like, whatever you speak is in your life.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let you know.
You'd be like you got like $1 in your bank account. You'd be like, damn, I'm broke. Mel be like, you are only broke because you speak it. That $1. That $1.
You like, only got a hold of your foot because I shot you in it.
Wait a minute. Okay. You just said, if you speak it, then you talk it into existence. Mel, you know what? I think he was trying to pick on you in that little line. Jazz, step away from Jazz. Step away from him before he strike lightning strike your boy.
Keep on. When you be broke for real, don't be mad at me. Come home one day and be broke.
Yeah, but no, it's all good.
You dumb.
I feel. You know, so speaking of Easter, like, and seriously, like, about the dress wear and all other stuff, you know, is it necessary to dress up for church? Like, you know, I know Mel wears jeans and tennis shoes, but.
Not all the time. Just.
No.
Okay. Last week I had on slacks. Thank you.
It depends on.
And I wore heels. And as soon as I walked out of the church, I put on my flip flops. But yeah. So last week I had on slacks.
Me? Or are you talking to Jeff? You say me?
No, I just said it depends on the church. I mean, my best friend, she goes to a church where everybody just wear jeans and polos. And I mean, they have a lobby where you can watch the inside of the chapel from the TV, then have breakfast. And I mean, it's great. And then they have another building for the children's church, and they have bouncy house and everything. So, I mean, totally different church from what I'm used to, where you have to dress up in a dress all the time. But churches are different.
No, but you can.
Well, y'all know how I do. I mean, I go dressed up anywhere. But it is getting to.
We got to get the people to understand what you just said. When Ken says anywhere, Ken will dress up anywhere, and he will set the
example.
Yeah, that's why I wear jeans. I got to balance out Ken. He be overdressed.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sorry, I just dress up. But a lot of people who come to our church feel comfortable in where they are, especially our young people. And you want
them to
they feel comfortable in the khaki. They feel comfortable. College students, especially during College Student Sunday, you know, they feel comfortable in it. And, you know, it's come as you are, as long as you feel comfortable. The older, you know, they dress up. Some don't. But as long as you're getting that word and you're getting something from what's being said and the experience, then it's all the more better, no matter how you are. You know, as long as you're in God's house and you're feeling comfortable, you know, and that's important. That really is. But, you know, Shay, I want you to come to church with me. I'm going to put it out there. I got to say it. I want you to come to church with me Sunday. Bring the kids, Jazz, bring the kids. Mel's
I don't know. What church
Sam.
You go to? I got to be interviewing these church folk. Y'all know y'all be super religious around that part.
I'm gonna come back to the second one. I want Shay and Dan.
You walk in the door, you get slapped with a Bible.
Bam! Carry this, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. But seriously, I want you guys to come to church. Just come as you are, bring kids, and experience it. You know, just experience.
What church do you go to, Ken?
Bethel AME, right there off of Divine.
Oh. Never
mind. Yeah.
Like, I know what church that is.
Yeah. And I'm saying to put it in the air. I want you guys to come and check that out. And you will get fed. Trust me. You'll get fed.
With chicken or chicken with potatoes? Or?
That was my next question, buddy.
See? Take it downstairs. Get you fed. Get you fed upstairs on the word. Take it out.
Ain't nothing better than an Easter dinner. And then some nice boiled eggs to water it all down. And everybody.
I'm going to be looking out for the white suit still in the black shoes. Because I never really paid attention to that before. Now you really got to have me zeroed in on that.
I'm telling you, look out for the guy. And okay, don't everybody jump on me about this, but it's usually a really, 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 really dark skinned guy that shows up with a white suit. He's so black that he's purple. And he just show up, he'd be like, he'd be thinking he's sexy too. And then it'd be a white suit, white shirt, white tie, black shoes.
And white hat.
Yes.
And white socks.
Yeah. And he's like, you're totally wrong for that, man. And then the wife slash mom, she'd be having like the white sock and black shoes. You know, and she be rolling out with that, so. But does anybody know where that came from? That whole dress up for Easter thing? Where did that come from?
I bet you it started in a black church. That's all I know.
I know.
I mean, somebody.
When I was small, they would be like, okay, well, you dressing up for God. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why, if dressing up for God was so important, why you only did it one out of 52 weeks. And number two, if you don't dress up, that means you don't love God. I'm just trying to,
I'm just looking up some stuff about Easter or, like, why do people dress up at Easter? That's too much for me to read. I need, like, a one-liner answer.
Like a Vine video.
Yeah, this thing's like, it's going back to 1764. I'm like, I ain't going back that far. But, I mean, I don't know. This is my church, you know. There is a dress code. But it doesn't mean, like, if you show up in there with pants or, you know, or tennis shoes or whatever, it doesn't mean that they're going to kick you out or beat you down, you know.
Or shun you.
Yeah, or shun you. So, you know, it's like there is a code. It's like, you know, men dress up in a, you know, suit, but if it's like, if you're not in a suit, you know, pants, shirt, tie, or pants or polo or something like that, you know, just, you know, me personally, I think you should dress up at church. I personally do. Just, I don't know why, I guess it's my upbringing, but, you know, I feel like if somebody doesn't have a suit, you know, of course, come to church, you know, it ain't nothing like that. But if you just trifling and you don't want to get a suit and you just want to wear tissue jeans or whatever to church, you know, every single service, I mean, and you do have the ability to buy a suit, I just think you should at least buy a suit, wear it sometimes, you know what I'm saying? That's just my personal thing, you know. But you know, it's not all that much of a big deal to me if you don't dress up at church, for me personally. But my church does require, and like women, you know, they do have a dress code too. However, and I said however, Jasmine, yes I did. Jasmine can't stand the way I say however. But anyway.
It's so slow.
Anyway, however. You have some sisters that show up like they, you know, going to the club anyway. And my thing about, as far as like women and, you know, dressing up for church or not or whatever, is that some women take it a little bit too far and take that come as you are a little bit too far. And they be wearing them tight pants, tight slacks or tights with a tight shirt and big old breastises. And they get out there and be shouting, and all you see is stuff flying all over the place.
No, you see that because you're looking at it.
Oh, stop, man.
You see because that's what you're looking at. There are like a million other things in the church you could be looking at while she's shouting. I'm just
thank
saying.
Thank you, Mel. Thank you. Thank you.
Y'all know if somebody, video vixen woman coming in with tight stuff on, and she starts shouting. And she's like right there, like you in the middle, right? And she in the front. If she's in your peripheral vision, you're going to see stuff flying all over the place. You are going to look.
This same woman was 95 years old and something popped out of her shirt and you would look away.
I'd be like, that fool shouted out her shirt.
Come back to that one, Mr. Hartley. Come back to that one.
I would still.
It ain't her.
Damn. No, because I went to a church, right? I went to a church, and the lady, she was just walking, and stuff was jiggling and shaking. She started shouting, and the band struck up there like, and she just started.
Yeah, you better know it.
Huh?
You better know it. You
better
take up the church. Go
ahead. Well, so they struck up with that music, though, and stuff just started flying all over the place. And I just stopped and looked. I was like, well, dang on. I don't think it would have mattered what she had on anyway. But, you know, that's a whole other story. But, I mean, I don't know. Dress up, get your behind the church. Dress the church, you know. Get the kids out. Y'all be sitting out there in East for Easter, sitting at home. Y'all go to church. Do something. You know, it's all good. But once again, if you want to give us a call, I see some callers there. If you want to speak to us, press the number 1, and we will get to you, and it'll let me know that you want to speak to us. So press 1, and it'll let us know. And so also, we're going to have some special events that we're going to be having. I guess I'm going to take the time out to talk about some of the events that we have coming up. I will be emceeing the Kids Expo down there in Charleston. That's one event that we have coming up. That's just basically an expo that has a bunch of like kid activities. There will be a lot of singers, performers, and different vendors out there, and different different vendors, different performers, groups. You know, just come on out. I don't have the exact address, but it's in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, but we'll be getting that to you. So let me see if somebody wants to talk to us. I'm going to try this out because I can't tell if they want to talk to me or not. House of Harley Talk Radio live on air. Your last four is 1734. House of Harley, you're live on air. Don't be scared. They don't want to talk. Okay. So what's going on in y'all world? Is everybody good? Everybody all right?
Doing great. Life is great.
So tonight we're talking about some hot topics that has been going on. And one kind of struck me. Did y'all hear about the story about the young lady that killed her kids and put them in the refrigerator? Did y'all hear about that?
Wow, no.
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, it was a young lady. She killed her kids, and she stuck them in the refrigerator. And the father, he got on the news, and he was just saying that it was all his fault. It was all his fault and all this other stuff. And, you know, this isn't anything new. It happens a lot where you have mothers that kill their kids, and, you know, they're without their father. And I remember one in D.C. where a lady had, like, I think it was four kids. And I was staying at Bowling Air Force Base. And she killed the kids. And this was right off of Bowling Air Force Base. She killed them, and she was living up in the house with them for, like, it was a long time. She was living up in the house with the dead bodies in the house. And, you know, and one of her reasons why is because she felt like she wasn't getting child support from the father. And she had, like, multiple fathers from each child. So, you know, it's crazy when you see stuff like that.
That was the second one that you're talking about. There was another one, like, last week where a mother killed her 8-year-old son and 13-year-old daughter, and her older son is the one that turned her in.
So.
Well, you know what? I just happened upon an explanation of why you're supposed to wear a new Easter outfit.
Okay.
It is considered, or it was considered, discourteous and therefore bad luck to greet the Scandinavian goddess of spring, or Easter, which is where the word Easter comes from, in anything but fresh garb. That's where that came from. And it says that he is an Anglo-Saxon priest, General Beebe, in the 8th century, derived it from the Anglo-Saxon spring goddess Eostre, Eostre. That's how Easter came about. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why we get dressed up on Easter. It is considered discourteous and therefore bad luck to greet the Scandinavian goddess of spring, or Eostre, which is basically they were back in the day for Easter, in anything but fresh garb.
Now, according to me, Easter was supposed to be about Jesus. So what is this?
Well, this is saying that Easter has nothing to do with the Bible at all.
Sure.
According to Funk and Wagnalls Dictionary, Folklore, Mythology, and Legend, the hunt for Easter eggs, supposedly brought by the Easter rabbit, is not just mere child's play, but the vestige of a fertility rite. Some cultures believe that the decorated Easter egg could magically bring happiness, prosperity, health, and protection. Wow. This stuff has nothing to do with it.
Easter didn't come from the Bible?
Nope, this is the Bible answer. The celebration of Easter is not based on the Bible. If
right.
you look into its history, though, you will see the true meaning of Easter. It is a tradition based on ancient fertility rites. Consider the following, just what I read to you. That's where the eggs come from, because it's about
mm-hmm.
fertility.
Symbolic of the egg. And, of course, being spring and new color and, nothing to do
yeah.
with the biblical side of it at all. Traditional.
Yeah, just like Christmas. Same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you talking about the celebration of Christmas?
And,
or the, you talking about the way we celebrate Christmas or?
The whole thing. That's a whole nother story, but
yeah.
yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, we got to do that.
We adopt these traditions as truth, but if we really, really, really research their origins, a lot of them, or some of them actually anti-Semitic, but we're not even gonna go there, but yeah. But that's what I got. And it's so funny that you asked that, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but somebody just emailed this to me right when you asked that. So I just had to read it. It says, the Bible warns against worshiping God by following traditions or customs that displease him. Mark 7:6-8, 2 Corinthians
mm-hmm.
6:17 states, separate yourselves, says Jehovah, and quit touching the unclean thing. Easter is a pagan holiday that
mm-hmm.
those who want to please God should avoid.
Right. And so it makes no reference to any church service that is Easter Sunday. It'll say Easter celebration, but it will be, Christ's resurrection. And so it's like the pagan side, and then of course the traditional side, and then of course the celebration of those, the 40 days of Lent, all coming together for that moment from Calvary up until he rose that Sunday. So they tie somehow or another. They got tied together until you start getting into what Mel just read out versus what the biblical side says.
So why don't we just call
that Friday to Sunday is not 3 days and three nights?
Yeah, that's the other argument, saying was it actually 3 days, three full days from the moment of his death on Calvary until the morning of, which is traditionally service at 6 a.m., 6:30, or 7 a.m. when he rose. So mm-hmm. there's no full 3 days. It's like two and a half, if that. That has been scrutinized.
That's a good point.
Why would you call it resurrection?
Well, because of when he made reference to the Pharisees and said that I will destroy the temple and then rebuild it in 3 days. And so his resurrection leading to Pentecostal Sunday was after he did his bout with Satan, his transfiguration, and then his death on the cross for the atonement of sin, and then his resurrection to be seated as part of the Godhead. This is a trilogy. And
okay.
fulfilling God's law that was said almost 700 years prior to his coming into existence and being an earthly being. Because the prophet Jeremiah spoke of it. Micah spoke of it. That he will come to save humanity from itself. Because in the Old Testament, it was just God and man. And then the intercessor was brought into place. And then once Jesus left this earth, he sent the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. So that's why you always make reference to the three in that case. But he was the purpose of saving mankind from its own sin. If God didn't have an intercessor, he would have probably done another Sodom and Gomorrah. He would have done another flood, as is spoken of in Genesis. So that's why Jesus was put in place. And a lot of the religions don't recognize, and I just speak of one, like Jehovah's Witness, they don't recognize the existence of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Most religions don't.
Most religions don't.
But yeah, the Muslims don't believe that he's the Son of God. They believe that he was a person, mm-hmm. but that he was a prophet and not the
right.
Son of God.
Right.
So at least they believe in his existence. Most
yes.
religions don't even believe he
don't.
Existed.
It is only in the form of Christianity where you have your Methodisms, and, of course, Christianity as a whole because of Christ's teachings was the actual start of Christianity. So you're talking around 700 BC, AD, period time frame when he actually walked upon earth, and only 3 years in his ministry. So he was the actual start, if you will, of Christianity. So a lot of them don't...
I'm sorry, go ahead, Ken. I apologize.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I just found, it says, it was during an annual Passover celebration that Jesus was crucified at Jerusalem. Passover mm-hmm. is an annual Jewish religious
mm-hmm.
celebration
mm-hmm.
instituted by God, as in Leviticus 23 and 5. It
mm-hmm.
dates from the time of Moses, when God delivered the Israelites from bondage and spared their firstborns when all the firstborns in Egypt died.
Mm-hmm.
So you got this white guy supposedly walking through the Middle East. Okay.
Right.
But yeah,
and
a
so,
lot of it
you
does
know, if you yeah, I mean we can debate it. It's just like crazy. So you'll see a lot of the pictures that you'll see of Christ. I mean, he has straight hair and he's Caucasian. Well, not living in that region of the country. He had hair like wool and his skin was brown. So there's a lot of debate about that. But a lot of religions either don't observe him as being a part of the Godhead, or they thought primarily him as a prophet like Elijah, you know, or Muhammad. They thought it is just the deliverer of the word through God's promise.
Exactly.
Not the actual Messiah that was destined to save man from his own carnal sin. And so in Christianity, and we're talking, and I'm just pointing these out as examples, CME, AME, AME, Zion, they recognize Christ as part of the Godhead and part of being the Messiah, as indicated in the book of Matthew. When he, as Palm Sunday indicated, he came into Jerusalem from being in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights because he was tempted by the devil three times to say, I will give you this, give you that, give you this. And he foresaw those, came into and was yelled, Hail, King of the Jews. And then by that Friday, which is Good Friday, is death on the cross, if you will, as being part of that process. So it's really deep. It's really deep. So I think Easter was kind of tied in and blended with Resurrection Sunday, because a lot of churches see it's Resurrection Sunday, not Easter Sunday.
Okay.
So they kind of took that paganism, that pagan side out, and then put that in place.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
And now that is the edification.
Yeah, so we're not trying to beat you down with the Bible. That just happened to come up when you asked about it.
Right.
That is the edification on the day of Easter. We will need to learn. If y'all know.
Now, back to the topic that we were talking about these ladies. And ladies and our co-hosts and beautiful women, Jazz and Mel, are beautiful to have. The way that I have seen them carry themselves in front of their children and the way they present themselves, it makes you wonder. And I think that situation, I didn't hear about it because it was overshadowed by this crash in the mountains of France. I mean, that's just a different thing altogether. And I hope we'll be able to get a chance to talk about that because I got some opinions on that. But it would make you wonder from the moment of, like, say, Susan Smith, or the woman in Orangeburg who drove her children into the lake, or situations where postpartum depression has kicked in, or the situation you brought up. The situation you brought up, Shay, about the woman who wasn't getting enough child support or whatever. Ladies, y'all please answer this question. Child was conceived, you carry the child for 9 months. Or even not even that, maybe just adopting a child.
Mm-hmm.
And you kill this baby, you kill this child that hasn't even lived long enough to understand certain things, and the person that brought them in the world ends up hurting them. I
can't even watch somebody else hurt their kids, so you already know I can never fathom hurting my own child. I can't even, like, watch other people abuse kids that ain't mine. So you already know, as far as me, I don't understand it, and I won't even bother to try. Like, I could be walking down the street and seeing somebody being unfair to a kid, and that will break my heart. A kid I have never seen before, don't know the situation, but, I mean, I can't. So, of course, when it comes to my own child, I mean, I may beat the crap out of them if they do something stupid.
Yeah.
But other than that, I can't.
I can't do it. I mean, just, you know, and people stand awestruck. Oh, my God. There's this oh my God syndrome. I can't believe they do it. People doing it every day. And then stories that we don't even hear 2, 3, 10, 15, 20 years later, this person was held in captivity by someone as a child, raped, beaten, guy in Cincinnati, you know, who took those young girls and kept them, you know, and just did horrific things to them. Jeffrey Dahmer, modern day Hannibal Lecter, you know, just doing these horrific things to young boys. And I can't fathom it. Shay, as a dad, can you fathom, you know, I know you don't fathom it, but you think about it, but just hurting your own children, and no psychologist could ever convince me, well, it was the, you know, the psychological way that, you know, can't buy that, because it's common sense. Why would you want to hurt a child?
Well, some people just a little bit too far. Some people just don't know when to stop. You know, it's like, you know, and I think with everything that's has happened with, you know, with the domestic violence, Adrian Peterson, and all the stuff that we're seeing on TV now, you know, is I think we're starting to understand, and I hope America is starting to understand that, you know, there are other ways of disciplining your children. Versus, you know, going straight for the belt. You know, I personally believe that the belt should never go away. You know, it should be an option, but it shouldn't be the ultimate always go to. You know, because sometimes we go after our kids and we're angry, and we're going after a stuff that doesn't even really have anything to do with them. So we take it too far.
But that's not the only situation. There's other situations where a mother will go ahead and kill her children. It won't even be about her
being angry
with the kid for spilling something or something more serious than that. It will be more like, okay, I'm not having enough time to spend my boyfriend, or he doesn't like my kids, so I'm going to do away with them, which I don't understand that at all, and I prefer not even think about it, because I can't even watch scary movies. So stuff like that, I try to keep out of my spirit.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a good point right there, just mentioned, Jazz, about having a spirituality, you know, because all of us are very spiritual people. You know, people that are on this broadcast right now, and a lot of our listeners are very spiritual people. And you just make you wonder, okay, wow, if you were to do something like that and say, well, they were having a bad spirit. Something happened to trigger that. But as an adult, you have the ability to reason and make a decision a lot faster than a child.
Mm-hmm.
And the conditions in which the child is brought up, you all protect your children. I've seen all of you do it. You all protect your children highly, like demons. You protect your children, and that's what a parent is supposed to do.
I'm going to keep it real. Somebody might disagree with me, but I think there's just some women that shouldn't reproduce. You know, they already have diagnosed mental issues and their heads are spinning around 360 degrees, you know, and it's like they reproduce, and it's like I had a show about this, and I think I talked about this, where you gotta actually watch who you mate with, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, there's just some people, some men too, that don't need to be having any children because they're already irresponsible already. You know, they'll do the act. But when that baby comes, you know, it's like simple math. Crazy person plus crazy woman plus crazy man equals crazy children, too. It's just a simple equation.
So it's like there's a lot of us that have kids now, and we're looking at our kid like, wow, like I should have took a walk that night instead of, you know, getting down
right.
All that stuff. But we got some we're gonna table this for now. We do have some guests that are calling in, and I'm gonna go ahead and bring her in. She's been kind of waiting for a little bit, but she goes by the name of Nicole Brady, and she is the owner of Speed Dating South Carolina, and you know we will be doing events with her, you know, across the city, and I'm so excited. We met the other day and we were talking, and so I want to get everybody to Nicole Brady to the show. What's going on, Nicole?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. Past my bedtime, but I'm okay.
You didn't you tell me you was up already? Did you up at the same time?
I do. I work all night till about 2 a.m. It's my quiet time.
So, first
can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
So Nicole, tell me, are you wearing a white suit to church, or do you go to church, or are you doing the church?
I do go to church.
Okay. You wearing a white suit?
No. I think I missed some of your broadcast. What's the white suit have to do with it?
Well, the white suit, it's like you can tell who hasn't been to church all year or probably for a very long time because they show up in a white suit.
No, I wear my jeans and my cardigan.
Hey, girl. Hey.
I've never been known to walk in there with some flip-flops.
Say that again.
I wear my jeans and my cardigan, and I've even been known to wear flip-flops.
What? Thank you. They always getting on me for wearing jeans to church.
Well, you come to church with me, honey. You can wear anything you want.
Thank you. Where do you go to church?
Spring Valley Baptist.
You can go out because I've been there. And you just come as you are.
You come as you are.
You know, but when you leave there, though, you are really full of the word. It's very interactive.
Yeah.
And you have to participate. You know, stand on your feet and participate.
And, yeah, because if you don't, they'd be calling you all the time.
Yeah. They'll call you out.
Like, Miss Frey, we ain't seen you in a couple weeks. What's up? We need to put you on the prayer list?
Yeah. How you feeling? How's the family?
I know, I'm good.
Like, I did stub my toe, though, when I went to the bathroom last night. But other than that.
So, see, this thing about come as you are, see, I'm a tested, right? I'm going to show up in church in a speedo.
No.
You got to show some respect. Come on.
You said come as I am, I guess, the speedo.
Would you show up to your mama's house in your speedo for a Sunday dinner? No. Then don't be showing up church like that.
Okay.
So there is a limit.
Nicole, thank you.
Yes.
You ain't shutting me down. I ain't shutting up. So I'm telling you, somebody's going to test that theory. They say they're going to walk right in and be like, they're going to open the door and hold both hands out. You said, come as I am, so I'm here.
And then I'm calling 911.
Oh, my God. This 6'5", 250-pound man went
we got a mental patient.
He's wearing a pair of glasses with no lenses in them.
And a speedo.
So this chick over here can wear tights, and I can't wear a speedo? Now, what if I had all
I've fun? Seen you. I've seen you in person. You can't wear no speedo.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, love.
Nicole, you ain't seen it. Don't let me fool you. I'll let you know right now.
Hey, Shay, she did caption it, and she did say, love.
Whatever. Don't let this status fool you. But anyway, we're going to keep going. This ain't about me. This is about you.
to talk about speed dating in South Carolina. So tell us in the audience a little bit about your business, speed dating.
Okay, well, I started out, I own a marketing company, and everyone was telling me that I'm really good at marrying companies together and introducing people and being out and about with the social people in Columbia. And then it just hit me one day that I was getting questioned a lot about things to do, places to meet people, and things like that. Well, do you recommend online dating and things like that? So I did a little research. And I found that Columbia doesn't really have anything for singles to meet somewhere in a safe environment, get to know each other, and just, you know, really just sit down and talk for a few minutes. And literally, that's all you get, 3 minutes. But so bring your A game. But I want to get people out from behind the computers and off of Twitter and Kick and Snapchat. You can't really get to know someone like that. Everybody looks good in a text message, trust me. Okay, and half the people you see on Facebook, that ain't their profile picture. And if it is, it's about the 30th selfie they took.
Yeah, it's so, like the best side, the best angle, right?
Exactly. And then they Photoshop it, or they send it to me and I Photoshop it. So
yeah,
that's just the reality of it. So, and me being a marketing person, I understand the concept and the need to have the social media. But there's also that need for human interaction. And that's what I think one of the problems of the world today is we live on our phones, we live on our computers, and we're not actually interacting with each other, like looking at someone's eyes and talking to them and looking at their expressions on their face. An emoji is not going to tell somebody that you love them, okay? You know,
yeah.
You have to look at them and get to know them and talk to them. And that's what the speed dating SC is all about. And that's what I'm trying to provide. And we meet everywhere all over Columbia, different venues. They donate their space to us. And so not only are you meeting someone new, you get to actually see the sights and sounds of Columbia. And Columbia is a wonderful and beautiful and artistic and a very diverse community. And you have to get out and enjoy it other than going to a bar and spending $150 on, you know, a bunch of ratchet women sitting at the bar when you could spend $15 and meet 10 to, you know, to 25 women that are actually looking to meet their mate or, you know, their other half. So
Lord,
it's cheap for you guys, too.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been there. I've been to a club where I was up there trying to act like some big spender, right? I go up in the
mm-hmm.
club. I've never bought a bottle of a liquor or champagne or nothing at a club. So I felt froggy, and I went and I bought some, a big old bottle of, Jose Cuervo, and I felt like I was doing something. I was like, and they told me that price, I wanted to break that bottle over across somebody's head when they told me the price was $150. I was like,
mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and how'd that night work out for you?
I ended up getting home with the bottle. No,
You went home with the bottle, didn't you?
Yeah, so if you had
mm-hmm.
speed dating at that time, I would have took speed dating and did the thing.
Exactly. And it's fun, too. We have, you know, we have performers that come. We have bands. Tyler Ryan, you know, from Watch Fox is our MC for most of the events. And we play games. We give away prizes. And we just have a lot of fun. And it takes about 2 hours of your time. And that's it. You know, and you get to meet some really interesting people. You get to see some venues in Columbia. And then within 24 hours, I'll send the matches out. And I've had 4 events, and I've had 24 matches so far.
Wow.
Pretty good odds.
Anybody
get a link up? Yes. I've got 3 couples that I'm watching right now that have been dating since the first speed dating night. So we're just waiting to see, and they're supposed to be
mm-hmm.
sending me their success story.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to put anything out there until, you know, 6 months or he put a ring on it kind of thing, and I really want it to be a big thing. But I am watching 3 couples that have continued to date, like, every week are in an exclusive relationship right now.
Oh, wow.
So that,
and they just met for the first time. They literally spent 3 minutes talking, and that's all it took.
So that initial date, well, like the first date was like what, $15,
because I provide, you know, a complimentary drink. I provide appetizers and giveaways, and next thing you know, you may have found your true mate.
Wow. And a very, very nice venue in which people can meet.
Exactly.
Because that's when I first met you. And it was a very comfortable atmosphere. You felt welcome when you came in. And I think that's what people are looking for. They're looking for something comfortable. They're looking for something that's upbeat. They're looking for something sexy. They're looking for some place where they know that they can, if you like for a better term, let their hair down, be themselves.
Exactly.
But we know they're probably going to be on edge when they go in the door anyway. Because oh, God.
Everybody's a little nervous when they get there. But once I open my mouth, they're all like, oh, this is fun.
Exactly.
And I even give you questions to ask. You don't even have to come up with your own questions if you can't think of anything, guys.
Wow.
Wow. I love being married, but it sounds like
but, so,
you miss out on being married.
No, we can't hear you.
Oh, I was saying I love being married, wouldn't change it, but this sounds like one of the fun things that you miss out on being married.
Right. Right, and we're also going to start, the summer's coming up, and we're also going to have, like, group outings where, like, I'll sell tickets for a group event for, like, rock climbing, which I will not be a part of, whitewater rafting, horseback riding, and we're even going to have a Christian retreat and things like that. So when you go to these outings, you know that everyone there is in the same likes that you're in. You know, the same type of background and things like that. And it's a group environment. So everybody there is single and everybody's into rock climbing or everybody's into working out or camping or, you know, and things like that. So it's just going to be a real open kind of let's all get to know each other. And then we'll have scorecards and you can ask questions. And it'll be a little bit more of a fun kind of environment.
Okay. That's cool. So, you know, I was thinking, Nicole, here's an idea. Maybe you should have, like, this is, like, crazy. You know how crazy I am. Like, speed dating the swingers edition.
Well, I'll put that on my notepad.
Yeah, I think that'll work. Like, y'all laughing, but seriously, like, there's a big, are you?
There's a huge swinger community here, yes.
Yeah.
There's a big, you know, LGBT community here, too, that I cater to. There's a Christian community. So I'm trying to just make everybody happy and find love for as many people as I possibly can.
Okay. So, Nicole, stay right there. Do not go. We want to keep talking.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, stay right there. Stay right there. I'm going to bring somebody else on. They have a special event going on. I just want to bring her on live. And as she's talking, we're going to go off into the podcast version and keep going. So the podcast version is not live, but it's just for people that have called in or already listening through the phone and want to continue in listening to the show. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her on. And Nicole, you might even know her too as well. So I'm going to bring Etosh McFarlane on. She's having an event, and it goes by the third annual Bow Ties and Heels Cocktail Affair.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, you come online.
How are you?
I'm great. So I'm presenting the questions for the first question right off the rip. Are you wearing white to church Sunday?
No, I am not. I'm not wearing white Sunday. I will, however, have to dress up in the Easter Bunny costume for Saturday's Easter egg hunt for my church. So this is about as white wearing that I would get.
You just messed it up for the kids, and I didn't know you the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Well, no, they're not going to know. Well, I don't know.
They better not be up anyway. It's past their bedtime.
Yeah, so.
My 4-year-old probably going to be up at least another hour.
But other than that, I'm going to be low-key on Sunday. I won't have on a big hat or new pastel colors or anything like that.
But I met you. You're tall, so you might scare a couple of kids, you know.
I know. And then I have this big hair, too, so it's kind of like, will this fit under the costume? I have no idea.
It's called a stocking cap.
Yeah, so it's going to be quite interesting.
So have you ever
say that again?
Have you ever worn an Easter Bunny outfit before?
No. This will be my first time. And I'm hoping that someone else will volunteer. That'll make my life a whole lot easier.
Once you settle that, it's yours. Anybody else stepping up for that?
You're right. So, I don't know. We shall see. We shall see.
Okay. So, make sure, like, and I'm telling everybody, if you're at church, like, pay attention. You can tell who hasn't been to church in a while because they wear white suits with black shoes. So, I want everybody that's listening, and when you go tomorrow before Sunday, I want you to look HOH. When you see somebody in church, I want you to take a picture, and I want you to load it on the Facebook and put hashtag white suit HOH. And so I'm going to get pictures of white suits. I don't think nobody will do it. But anyway, Itosh, tell us about your event that you have coming up on April 18th.
All right. It's the third annual Bow Ties and Heels Affair. And basically, it's just a themed event. The guys wear bow ties, the ladies wear heels, and at 11 we have a judging for the best bow tie and the hottest heels. Although it's a themed event, you do not have to have on a bow tie and wear heels. It's just a themed event to make it more fun and interesting. And this year we added the category of best couple collabs. So if you are married or if you are dating someone and you guys would like to coordinate your outfits, then this is a new category that we added, and there will be prizes. Tickets are $15. We do have a bar and food as well. And we will also have a photographer and, of course, a DJ. So it's just been a really great time, and this is our third year. So each year we like to add a special touch or element to kind of outdo ourselves from the previous years. So I hope that those who are interested can come, and please make sure to get your tickets in advance so we can cut down the door sales.
And where's it going to be, and where can we get our tickets?
It's going to be at A&J Catering, which is located at 7120 Fire Lane Road, and that is off of Two Notch Road, and it's right near the Jasmine Buffet and the Honey Baked Ham Place. That little side street is Fire Lane Road.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets, you can get them on Eventbrite, and it's going to be bow ties, heels, 2015.eventbrite.com, or you can reach out to me directly. And I also have a Facebook page, Events by Itosh, or my personal page, which is Itosha McFarland.
Okay. Cool. So, you talked about the different features. Like, we were even talking about doing something there, too, right?
Right. Exactly. I was going to leave that to you to announce.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So since she was talking about adding on different features to
right.
the event each year, Itosh and I have been talking about, you know, House of Harley doing a show. So we will be doing a show at the Bow Ties and Heels event. And we will be putting on a show, and we'll be having a subject, and we'll be making it live, and we are there to enhance her program as, you know, as everybody's partying, having a good time. And we'll just be there cutting the rug, talking, having a good time, having good conversation and dialogue for that evening. So y'all definitely come out. It's going to be live. We're going to bring it. We're going to have fun. And one thing about that I can say about me and my crew, we love to have a good time. So, you know, we're going to come out here and we're going to represent and make your event, you know, the best event in Columbia that day. Because that day is going to be crazy.
Yeah, for
so,
that day.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Y'all know that's crazy. Like, I think it's the love and hip hop, love, peace, and hip hop thing.
Yeah. That's going on earlier that day. I believe there's going to be something that Mint that Kimberly's doing. And I'm not sure what else is going on.
Phaedra's going to be here. Tamla Mann, she's going to be here. It's crazy. Yeah, there's a lot of crazy.
It's a hot weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Weekend. And I am going to be like, ooh, this is going to be crazy for us.
Well, before the weekend, you got to go to my event on the 12th and the 16th.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, go ahead and
announce. Well, on the 12th, it's going to be at the M Grill, and I think that's 520 Lady Street, and that's a speed dating event. And of course, you can get them at speeddatingsceventbrite.com. And then on the 16th, it's going to be at the Rocket Man Dueling Piano Bar, and you can get tickets at the same place.
You've held an event there before, haven't you? For Rocket Man,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Yep.
Is that the new spot?
We just
that
had one there a
the
couple
Vista?
Weeks. Mm-hmm. Right beside Tsunami.
Oh. Ooh, Tsunami. Okay, cool.
And after the last event we had, all the speed daters and even everybody that was at the Rocket Man, we all went over to Tsunami and had sushi together.
Oh, I love sushi.
So for each on the 12th, and you said the 14th, right? 16th.
The 16th. Tuesday and a Thursday.
Okay, so which one, like, which are, do each of them have, like, a different title?
Yes. Tuesday is what we call Professional Minds Think Alike. It's going to be for my 25 and older crowd, professional businessmen and women. And the one on the 16th at the Rocket Man is Lipsticks and Lesbians. So you might want to make sure you read the descriptions to each event to make sure you're going to the correct one.
We're all in here. I'll tell you that now. So,
read the caption.
And also, I'll go ahead and make the announcement as well. House of Harley Talk Radio will be at those events as well to enhance that event as well. So, you know, we'll be there and we'll have our whole little set there. And, you know, we'll have a relationship expert there to, you know, just, you know, talk about different subjects. And also possibly get interviews from people that are there to talk about different things. So we're still kind of working out and ironing out all the details. But, you know,
it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, y'all. Like, Columbia, like, seriously, like, you know, this is your time. And I tell y'all, Columbia, y'all be complaining about stuff, not, you know, nothing going on, nowhere to go, nothing to do. And now we have something here. We got speed dating. We got the heels and bow ties and heels event going on. We got all kinds of stuff going on. You just have to get up and get out of your house. And,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I know it's hard to find a sitter because I have sitter issues as well. You know, a lot of times, you know, when I have events, sometimes, you know, I don't find my sitter until like an hour before I'm supposed to be somewhere. But I'm working on that. So if you're out there listening and you're trustworthy and you ain't cray cray, you know, hit me up. You know. But anyway, yeah. This is
just don't go to Craigslist trying to find anybody. I'm just saying.
Please
don't. I said don't go to Craigslist trying to find anybody. I'm just saying.
Oh, easy. Dude.
Nice plug, Nicole. Nice plug.
No, I'm saying don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. If you need a babysitter, I got a couple little teenage girls that babysit for me. I'll hook you up.
Now, how much do you charge? I saw something on TV where they were talking about the national average for babysitter services was like, what, $13 an
hour?
No,
it was $20.
It was $20 an hour?
Yes.
Hell to the no.
I order them pizza. And I give them $10 and give them the login password to Netflix. Have a nice night.
There you
exactly.
go. To the people that got to break the bank and all, but I'm like, yo. A lot of times people don't realize I'm spending like $50, $60 before I even walk out the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you go and spend it on all these girls at the bar when you should be just going to speed dating.
You know, those days are coming to an end, though. To say. But anyway, but yeah, so y'all come on out and have a good time at these events. So be on the lookout and go from there. Now, Nicole,
yeah.
I don't think we covered how it all goes down as far as like the whole entire process. Is there something that we didn't cover?
Well, once you get there, I'll greet you at the door and introduce myself. So you'll be speaking with me directly at all the events. And then you get a name tag, you get a registration form. You do have to sign a waiver because I'm not responsible for any crazy people following you home. Mm-hmm. And I give you a registration form. You fill out your name and email address or how you want to be contacted. And then I give you a scorecard, and I explain how to score your date that you're talking to. Then all the men will sit on one side of one a set of tables, and the women will sit on the other side. And then I ring a big old cowbell, and you get 3 minutes to impress the lady or the gentleman you're sitting across from. And then in 3 minutes, the bell goes off again, and you move to your left.
To the left,
That's right. Swipe to the left.
And so it's like a match. Is this some? So when people are, you know, they're talking and doing the speed dating thing for that particular session, like if they're a match, if they like each other, they just say, hey, we like each other.
Yes, on the form that I give you, there's a place to write their number on the name tag because you don't have to put your name on it. You just put the number that I assign you. And then if that person you're talking to writes your number on his scorecard and you write his number on your scorecard, then there's a little place that says match me. And if you put a check mark there, and if both of you check marked each other, then I will exchange your email addresses the next day.
Okay.
Or whatever form of communication you've authorized me to exchange. Some people give their phone number, which I do not recommend. And I tell people, especially the ladies, before you come to a speed dating event, just create a Gmail account real quick, you know, or some type of Yahoo email address, just in case. You know, you don't know these people, and you still got to be safe. And that's just the cop side of me coming out. I was a police officer for 15 years. So create you an email address, and that's what you'll use for your speed dating.
Okay.
And if it works out, then, you know, if you start seeing each other and you see each other outside the event, then you exchange phone numbers and, you know, go on for future dates and things like that. But
right. Now, have you had any, like, horror stories or, like, any of them?
Gosh, no. I pretty much threaten everybody when they show up, so everybody behaves so far. But no horror stories
yet. Better.
Exactly. Elaine, we're not here to play games. We're here, you know, for a reason.
Right. Okay. Well, we want to thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for telling us about speed dating and joints and conversing what's going on out there. And Itosh, you there?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, you guys enjoy your weekend. And we will keep in touch, and we will be talking about these events so we can, you know, get them popping and get them ready to go. So thanks for coming on House of Harley Talk Radio.
All right, good
thanks.
Night.
Have
all
a nice night.
Good night, ladies.
Bye.
All right, that's what's up. So, yeah, so we got a lot going on, y'all. Like, seriously, we got – I don't want to give all the details about this. We have a show that we're putting together. It's going to be crazy. This is going to be something that you probably haven't seen before. So we're going to be like pioneers of this whole thing. Like, it's going to be bananas. So y'all look out for it. We're putting it together now. That's why we've been on break. But I wouldn't even say we were on break. We've just been putting something together for y'all to let you know that House of Harley is real. So, you know, House of Harley, we even looked at our mission statement about we are bridging the gap between each social, economic class, and gender and race by providing entertainment, education, and empowering the masses. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking to bring everybody together. And as Nicole was talking about, she was talking about how, you know, they're having the lipsticks and lesbians. You even have a gay speed dating event as well. And she has different events. And, you know, one of the things about House of Harley is that we are about bringing people together. And, you know, just because we may not necessarily, quote unquote, agree with being gay or anything like that, but we do support it. You know, we can't bridge the gap between different genders and races and sexes if we don't support
each of these different issues or causes or anything like that. So, you know, if you're gay, we're good with you. If you lesbian, we good. If you black, white, Asian, whatever, you know, we're with you. So, you know, if you want to be a part of House of Harley and be a part of the movement that we have going on, you know, you can definitely hit us up at houseofharleytalkradio@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at, if you go to Facebook and you log in and you go in the search option and you put in House of Harley Talk Radio, we should come right up. So that's one of the things that we have going on here. So we weren't just sitting around chilling. You know, if you've been following us and if you're our fans, you can see that we've been really busy doing different things. We just haven't had an actual live radio show. So, you know, we figured that tonight would be a good time to come off of that quote-unquote break and get back to what we love to do, which is talk to you guys and get information out there. So look forward to our show. We're going to be mixing and matching a lot of different things. We're going to be doing some impromptu, well, I wouldn't say impromptu shows, but we're going to be doing some shows that's other events, like we just said with Nicole and Josh, and we're going to be looking at some different other projects as well. So y'all just keep following us, keep looking out for us, and, you know, yeah, it's all good. So, Ken, Jazz, Bill, y'all got anything?
Ladies, I'm going to defer to ladies first. Jazz, no. You got anything?
Crickets.
No.
Everybody, no. Okay. I think it's time. I think it's time. It's been a time spent. Once again, you know, look out for us next week, next Wednesday, House of Harley Talk Radio. 9 p.m. at a regular scheduled time. And, hey, look, Empire's not on, so you don't have an excuse to be watching Empire.
Woo!
You know, those families took our listeners. You know, it was like, dang, man, our listeners just went poof. They just went, oh, man. So, Empire's off for the next, over the summer, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You don't have that excuse now. So come on back now, you know, and listen to House of Harley Talk Radio at our regularly scheduled time, and check us out then, okay? So Ken, Mel, and your host of House of Harley Talk Radio, Shay Harley, once again, check us out at the Kids Expo and tune in next week, next time. So House of Harley Talk Radio, let's go. Love y'all. Good night.
Peace out, be good.
Come on, man. And with the local DVD news, L. Cool J with the Toyota has come back. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. You
Todd, get upstairs and take out that garbage.
House of Harley, Talk Radio.